Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the third episode of the Crackheads podcast with myself, Kegs.
And me, Shannon.
Welcome back, everyone. For those who are regular listeners, we welcome you back. For anyone new here, this is a podcast for like the gals and the gays, or for anyone who's up for a bit of crack.
Yeah, think of this as like a group chat with your very unhinged big sister and big brother.
We are a little bit unhinged, like, to be fair.
Just a little bit. So how have you been?
I have been fun, David Ozzy, to be fair. We've had a nice wee week off, I suppose. Not really week off, because we were never really off, but yeah. It was like Easter holiday, so everyone was off in my house, so it felt like kind of holiday vibes.
Well, I'd done a vlog on Friday, and I actually said, and I was like, oh, it's a bank holiday weekend, and I was like excited about it, and I got someone comment on it. It went into request, so I just deleted it, but someone commented being like, bitch, why are you getting excited about a bank holiday? You literally don't work. And I was like, yeah, hold on a second though. I was like, one, like my family, my friends, my boyfriend is off work, so like I get to enjoy that. And secondly, like I work for brands who are off, therefore my emails on a bank holiday are non-existent, so like I do get a break.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lovely wee break.
So what's the crack this week, Shannon?
The crack this week, Well, sir, big news story that I've seen.
Right, tell me.
And I've seen it all over social media, and I think it's absolutely vile now that I actually know what's going on. But your man from the DUP, Jeffrey, Big Jeff, in jail. Head of the DUP, I don't know the ins and out if they've been confirmed, but head of the DUP, this is what is confirmed, has been arrested and charged with, like, SA.
That's nuts.
All going on for years. But like you were saying, you didn't know what it was at first. So the day that it was the night before or the day off, can't remember, before it was officially announced on news, it was going about like group chats and stuff, rumours, and my boyfriend Kieran had sent me the screenshots on WhatsApp, and I read it and I was like, I am not political. So I read it and I was like, it was just basically about Jeffrey Donaldson is going to be arrested and charged with like sexual assault, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, Jeffrey.
Who is that like?
So I replied to Kieran and I was like, who's Jeffrey? I thought it was like one of his friends or like someone I knew. And then he was like, from the DUP. I was like, yeah, obviously still a big deal, but like, I thought this was going to be like a personal thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, disgusting. What the fuck?
That's mental. As if he's the person in charge of our country.
Literally.
Is that what he does?
No, your woman... Michelle O'Neill's first minute, but
she's
cute.
I like her.
Is he deputy? I actually don't know. I've never voted a day in my life, and people probably give me shit for that, but I don't like anyone, so you're not getting voted for. And that's proof. Is that not proof? Like, why are we voting for these people who are just like randomly work their way up into political parties? We're voting for what they're going to do for a country, and we actually don't know anything about them. And that just shows, because that man's been in the DUP apparently for years and being like heavily high up in things, and he's a nonce. Like, sorry, what?
Alleged for
he's being charged, so I mean, I don't know.
For legal reasons, he's
for
alleged.
For legal reasons, it's allegedly, but like, also, there's no smoke without fire.
Yeah, it's a bit hectic, to be fair. That's nuts. Like, what the hell?
And we're trusting these people. Like, no. That's why I'm just like, I'm not voting. I don't like any of you. I think yous are all corrupt and dodgy. But you see me getting took away tomorrow.
Shana gets arrested because of the VOD. No, that's hectic. So that's the crack with you. Yeah, what's the crack with you? Tell me the more crack with you. that's a big start to the podcast. I'm like, oh, a lot of news information.
That was big, yeah. I know, I'm just thinking of like newsy kind of things. But yeah, the crack with me.
What did you do for Easter? Tell me all.
Piss all. Like genuinely piss all. Where did we go? Easter Sunday. We got up and went to walk. Went to walk around Castlewellan, around the lake.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God, up there, stunning. I had a wee collab with like this wee cottage up there once. And I was like, this place is gorgeous.
That's where near where my boyfriend lives. So we got up, went for a lovely walk.
I think that's where my sister's boyfriend lives as well.
Oh, no way. There.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, he lives in Newcastle.
Okay.
Newcastle. And me, like, no way. I literally know him. he's Newcastle, not too far. But then... And then we had like a little dinner, like family dinner at my boyfriend's house, like a Sunday dinner. It was lovely.
Nice.
Which makes a big change because like usually on Easter Sunday, well, not usually because you used to not be allowed to drink, but over Easter I'd just be in Shine, like blocked out of my mind in the Telegraph building. So this was a very mature Easter compared to usual.
Yeah, fair, chill one. To be fair, my Easter was like the same, like very chill. Because I've been away for so long, like so many years, I haven't really experienced Easter the
family
past few years.
Easter?
Because I forgot, like Easter hasn't been a big thing in my life the past few years. It's just been like any other day when I've been travelling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was home this year and I was like just chilling with the family, like the family's Christmas dinner, Sunday dinner with my mum and all for Easter. And it was really nice and chill. But then I was watching everyone's stories and everyone was out and about and partying with their friends and doing cool things. And the weather was nice. I was like, oh my God, I'm literally doing nothing here.
I don't know, last year or the year before or something, the bars were allowed to open on Easter.
Oh yeah, because I forgot about
it. It used to be a law that you couldn't, so now you can. So like last year I was in Shine, absolutely obliterated. Really? So it makes a change.
To be fair, I remember Easter, we used to get like buses up to like Time and Cookstown and stuff for like Easter holidays when I was way younger, like, but I was kind of getting FOMO. But then I went on a walk and I was literally by myself walking around the loch. And I love it. And it's so nice. Like, I love walking in nature around my leg at home with the dog, just myself, with no phone, no distractions, just you in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is actually lovely. I don't actually want to be partying right now. Mm. So I'm happy.
I'm actually loving, like, for me, that's said this before, not like a gym person or nothing. I've been loving just like movement. I've been going to Pilates. I've actually said to Dervla, that I go to Pilates with, I want to go more frequently.
Sick.
I've been going to do my wee gym classes and I'm actually really enjoying it, which is mad.
I
think it's the whole thing, like we were talking last week in our podcast, like when you're feeling good, you want to do things that are good for you that then make you feel better, and it's just like a wee cycle of happiness. 100%,
and you'd be releasing all those nice endorphins whenever you're exercising.
But then it's nice endorphins, but also releasing flipping serious acid into my muscles because I've been really, really sore recently. But yeah, apart from that, it's been great. Yeah.
I must actually join you in the Pilates. I've never done Pilates before.
It's so good and it's so handy to me because it's literally Indon Donald. And I know the girl from Pilates listens to the podcast, so hi.
Hey, is it Bondi Pilates?
Bondi Pilates,
so I seen them commenting on our TikTok of like the podcast or whatever, and I thought it was Bondi as in Australia Bondi.
No, so I don't know if it's all of them or one of them or what, but they were in Australia. I know the girl that I was doing Pilates with worked a lot in Bondi. Like, she used to travel for work doing Pilates, so she was back and forth.
Nice.
So yeah, that's where the name came from. And obviously it's like really big in Australia, so.
You know what I actually did do that I was going to tell you in the pod? I done this thing on a Saturday called Yoga Celium. I don't know if you've seen it on my stories.
Oh, I seen you posting something about
this. So basically I was asked to come and like I said in the last episode, I'd be quite spiritual, but since coming home to Ireland, I've not really been doing any of my spiritual practices as such. And they asked me to come and I was like, this is literally perfect. So what it is you do yoga whilst taking cacao, which is kind of like a hot chocolate. It's kind of like a hot chocolate, but it's kind of like, it like makes you feel good, if that makes sense. Whatever's in it, it makes you feel good.
Is that the chocolate, it's meant to be like the sex chocolate, no?
It can be, yeah. And then mushrooms as well. So mushrooms is a type of plant medicine. Some people call it magic mushrooms. Some people go crazy and take it to festivals and stuff like that where you might trip out. But a lot of it is healing. So mushrooms are very powerful healing tools. And if you sit with yourself in an environment where it's safe, people are looking after you, and you take the mushrooms and you do the yoga, which is obviously good for you as well. Lots of things can come to the surface, like things that you may be suppressing or letting go of, and it can show you what direction you want to go in. And it was just such a beautiful day. It was something I really missed. I just really got in touch with myself and it felt so powerful.
And where was that?
It was in Belfast. It's called Yoga Stadium. I'm definitely going to do the next one.
Is it legal?
Don't know.
Just thinking.
Oh, it's fine. I'm going to talk about it.
You're allowed to talk about it.
If you're a person who ever wanted to try like mushrooms or anything,
see, I'm not about healing, that shit.
But it's for healing.
I know, but still, anything psychedelic. I'm happy with my B mind.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that if you have a want there, it can be so good.
100%. Don't just randomly be like, I'm going to try magic mushrooms mm-hmm. with loads of random people and like a house party, because that's not a good idea.
No.
It's not to be messed with alcohol. Do not mix mushrooms and alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's like, I see it as a spiritual practice. And
yeah, but not to be used in a recreational way, because that's can be dangerous.
Yeah, that can be dangerous yeah. for sure. But if you're doing it in like a safe space where these people are professionally and they know what they're doing, like these mm-hmm. are these are like therapists who are yeah. hosting the ceremony, do you know what I mean? So it's safe and it's a beautiful thing to do. So I'd highly, highly, highly recommend if it's something
Very
you may
good.
Feel called to go to. So I'd done that, and then obviously I was just feeling great for the days after that. So I went away with the family for Easter. We went to Monarch
Beach. I actually seen I was laughing using the car. And oh my, your family were listening to the podcast.
Oh my God, no. I nearly, like, mommy and daddy put it on, and I was like, are you just joking? You're just going to listen to this whilst I'm in the backseat? And they're like, you just want to listen to them? Like, do not listen to that podcast. Like, you don't understand what's about to come up here right now. And next thing, oh, I shot myself on Paddy's day. Mommy was like, looking at daddy, and I was like, oh my God, why
what
is
did
this
say?
To me? She was like, that's disgusting. I would turn that podcast off right now. I don't want to listen to this shit. I was like, sorry, mommy. I was like,
would your mom ever call you Kegs?
No, never. My real name is Kahar, by the way, for anyone who did not know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were kind of disgusted. Mummy's a bit of a prude, as in like anything to do with like sex or anything vulgar or anything like that. She's like, oh, like she's just kind of, I say that's just that generation. Like, yeah. So she was like,
okay, I don't know. My mom's a bit of a, says too much sometimes. And I'm like, oh my God, you're cringing me out. Like,
really?
Yeah, my mom would be very like that. Nope. Just, which is a good thing. Like she's open or whatever. But like sometimes I'm like, turn it down a notch,
really?
Please. Like, I cringe because I'm not like that.
Okay.
Like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be like that with mum, like, really open about, like, sex and all. And then my mum says stuff and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, even stuff in front of my boyfriend and all. And I'm like, oh, my God, Linda, please.
See, I'd be very open about sex stuff with, like, friends and stuff and probably talking about my social media and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really care. But, like, you wouldn't even dare have a conversation about sex with my mum. Like,
no. Well, I don't like talking about with my mum, but she does. She's a weirdo. Only joking. Love you, Linda.
Does she listen to the pod?
Probably. Oh, because every sure I was doing a live with Be Perfect the other night, you know, like packing stuff
yeah.
on live, and I was doing it with Brendan from Be Perfect, and he read it. He was like, Linda from Dundonald, and it was my mom ordering stuff for my live. I was like, Mom, like,
that's good support, to be fair.
Cute,
good support,
like,
of mother.
But she's everywhere.
I love
she's
that.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So yeah, I had a nice wee wholesome Easter with the family, but I did want to kill my brother. He is very annoying, 16-year-old moody teenager. If you're watching, he's not gonna watch this, he thinks I'm embarrassing. But yeah, just wanted
is
to
is he
kill
the
him.
One that bakes?
Yes, he is. Yeah, to be fair, cute. He's unbelievable at baking. He has a passion at such a young age, which is incredible to see.
Yeah.
And I know he's gonna do well from it. But he's just at that age where he's just very, very immature.
My sister's 15 and she just hates me.
Yeah, Joseph hates me.
I'm just not cool enough for Madison.
Yeah,
like,
we're embarrassing older
she
siblings.
Just doesn't, and I'll be like, how are you? And she's like, fine. And I'm like,
I don't even get responses.
I barely get a response. It's like, fine. And I'm like, oh, did you like, have a nice day? Fine.
Do you like winding her up, or is that just me?
No, I can't even wind her up. I can't. She doesn't give me a reaction.
Oh, so Joseph doesn't listen to this podcast, but I love winding him up. I just get really good enjoyment out of it because he's so easy to wind up. And I've started filming myself winding him up and seeing his reaction. And the stuff that comes out of that boy's mouth. I mean, Joseph, have you anyone ever heard you say the stuff that comes out of your mouth? If you don't social media or anything, you'd be immediately cancelled
yeah,
forever.
Yeah, but 15, 16-year-olds have now got very confident, like crazy confident.
Yeah.
I look at my sister at 15 and I'm like, I never ever behaved the way you did ever.
Really?
Yeah, like just above their years. But then I think it's social media.
I don't think so. With Joseph, I look at him as if he's a baby.
Really?
So I think because he's maybe, I don't know, because your sister's the baby of the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph's a baby of the house. And I think I was above my years. I was rebelling when I was that age. I was going away to like
maybe
parties.
Maybe it's because I wasn't.
So I was a wee yeah. rebellion. And I was way beyond my years. My friends were all older. I was doing things older or younger than what I should have been doing. And I look at Joseph, I don't even think he drinks, he doesn't go out, he's just very, I look at him as if he's a baby, but at his age, obviously this is not good, kids, if you're young, listening to this, no one under 18 should
be
listening
to
their
podcast. See, be like me, to be fair, I was an angel, I didn't, the only first time I went like out,
yeah.
was when I was in tech, and I was 17, but like I was nearly 18 and my friends were 18, do you know what I mean?
Right.
But I never like, done the whole like really young teenage drinking thing or nothing, I just didn't have a desire to, no.
Okay, no, I did. I have stories to tell, but I think that could lead us to the main section in a bit, but
yeah.
we can talk about all the drinking and stuff when we were younger because of the main conversation today.
Yeah, yeah.
But first, let's go to Wait Till You Hear the Crack, and it's your go, bitch.
Okay, so I had a little brainstorm about what story I was going to tell today, and this one I've actually told on social media before, but I think it's a funny story. Like, I can laugh about it now, but when it first happened, like, I couldn't laugh about it. Like, it was, you'll know in a second.
Okay, fill me in.
I don't know. You might have seen the video. I hope you haven't seen the video so we can get a reaction. This goes back to whenever me and my boyfriend were first, like, just friends. This was our just friends stage that, like, we were just friends. We were like, if anyone asked, we're like, yeah, we're just friends. But we were also staying in each other's houses and going on dates.
Yeah.
So one of the first times staying down at his house, so he was living with his mum, dad, everyone, the whole fam bam house. And I'd never met his mum. His mum did not know I existed. Nothing. And
well, you were staying at his house and she didn't know you?
Yeah, I hadn't met her yet.
Okay.
So we went out to Quinn's in Newcastle and we got a taxi home and we were absolutely stinging, like obliterated. And the two of us went to bed, barely spoke because we were so drunk. You know, one of them ones, you're like, it's just all a blur. And fell asleep, right? Shannon's sleeping. And Shannon then wakes up with, like, what I assumed was my now boyfriend, Kieran, kind of, like, on top of me slightly, but, like, looking down. And then I kind of turned and I was like, what the fuck? That's not Kieran. Like, that was, it wasn't my boyfriend. No, I swear, this is so true. And then I looked and I was like, Kieran's bed's in the middle of the room, so there's no wall at each side. There was a wall beside the bed. So I was like, where the fuck am I? Like, there is a wall there. This is not Kieran's bed. What the fuck's going on? And then I look further to my left and there's a girl with blonde hair sleeping. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck? What the fuck? So I just jumped up. So the way Kieran's room is, it's so hard to explain. It's basically like two bedrooms in one. So his main bit of his room here and then there's a bit here with like an archway just.
Right.
And I looked and Kieran's bed was there and he was lying in bed. So I like ran and I was like, Kieran, like, there's a guy and girl in this room and I've just been in bed with them. And Kieran was just like, so I was like, fuck, I'll just go to sleep. Right. So I just fell asleep and was like,
what, beside the boy and the girl?
No, back with Kieran.
All right. Okay.
Fuck, I didn't crawl back. Actually, can I come back in? So I just fell asleep back with Kieran because I was still drunk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then the next morning I woke up and I was like, there was no one in that bed. So I was like, did I dream?
My losing plot.
Did I dream?
You were possessed.
I was like, like, what the fuck? So I did say to Kieran and Kieran was like, oh, like, what? So then like a couple, time goes by and I'd like met Kieran's mum.
What time goes by? Is it like weeks later?
Maybe like the next week or something. Okay. I can't actually remember. But it was, I know it was Paddy's Day races.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, it's just happened, but. Like, Paddy, the way they do the races in Paddy's Day.
Years ago.
A couple of years ago. And me and Kieran were going. This was the one that I had to be carried out of because I was so drunk.
Oh my God, they've seen the video, I.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, my sister's here. Like, she's up in VIP. Will we go up? Like, you can meet her. The first time meeting her. So I'm like, hi. And she's like, oh my goodness, it's Shannon. The girl that got into bed beside Lois and... PJ, I can say it because it's like no one now. Whenever I told this story on social media, Lois commented, and I was like,
"But who's Lois and PJ?"
Yeah, so now we know the full story. What happened was Shannon and Kieran had went to sleep, but obviously Kieran's family doesn't know Shannon exists at this stage. So Paula,
not me. I'm to think who was Shannon for a second because you're not calling yourself
third person. Paula, Kieran's sister, had been on a night out too. And her friends were like, can we just stay in your house? Like, we don't, like, they can't get home or taxi home or whatever. So Paula was like, yeah, go into the spare bedroom in Kieran's room. So you're not thinking I'm there. I think it's just going to be Kieran sleeping. But I must have got up in the night.
Wait, why were you in the separate bed?
This was the thing. So I must have got up and tried to go for a pee because there's an ensuite in Kieran's room. And on the way back from peeing, because I've been so drunk, I've just jumped into the wrong bed. But they've came in not realizing I'm like in the corner of the bed and got into bed beside me. Fell asleep. He's woke up obviously thinking I'm his girlfriend or something, looking around to be like, how are you at that side? Sees me. And it's like, what the fuck? I run drunk and like, they just fall back asleep. And then they, the next day, had got up and left for work or whatever. And they said to Paula about like, there was a girl who was in bed with us last night. And Paula was like, what? So she had texted Kieran being like, did you have a girl in the house? Like, what's going on? He was like, yeah. So that was my first encounter meeting my boyfriend's sister then, for her to tell me this. And then I did then go on to meet her friends that I was in bed with, and like, we can all laugh about it now.
Oh my God, no, that's hilarious. God.
Why did Kieran not just run then and be like, she's a crazy bitch,
she's mental, like, run away? You know, that probably, oh, it was so,
like, I get warm even thinking about it, because it's just like the most awkward thing you can do, you know, when you're trying to like act a wee bit normal whenever you're like first seeing someone or whatever.
You're and blocked.
That's just the opposite way to go up, I think.
It's the effects of alcohol in it.
Like, honestly.
I have a similar story. I don't know if I should tell on this podcast or not, but it's just reminded me. I should just tell now.
Fuck it, go for it.
Fuck it. It's not my turn this week, but it just reminded me. And I was getting flashbacks. I was like, oh my God, no, I want to die. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm telling this. Years ago, when I was like 17, I was like first started to get with boys, but it was like pure like in secret and stuff. And I would have
on the DL,
but I would have got with like straight boys when I was drunk and stuff, straight boys that I would have been friends with and that. And there was one night, right, I ended up going to this guy's birthday who I'd be friendly with, and I was getting the vibe that he was into boys. He's definitely not into boys, I know that now, he's definitely not, but I was getting the vibe that he was, and I've, people have said in the past they would have got that vibe as well. I was getting the vibe that he was at his birthday, and at that age I was just, I don't know what was going on in my head, I just didn't have no common sense, I was just a bit nuts. And it was back at his for afters, and his house is a good bit away from mine, I say like a 40 minute drive, and it gets to that point in the night where the party's over, and I know I can't even believe I'm telling this. I don't know what. I was a wee boy. I was a child. Looking back, I was a child. His like dad wanted to leave us all home. And for some reason, I had in my head, no, I'm definitely going to get with this boy at this night at his birthday. I don't know what was going on in my head. I was like, I'm staying at his house. I'm going to get with this boy. Don't know why it was in my head. It's actually mental thinking about it. Then his dad decides to leave me and this other girl home. So he drives like, I say, 40 minutes to where near where I'm leaving me home or whatever at like all hours in the morning. And it gets to near my house, and I'm like, I don't want to go home. I want to stay in his your house to his dad.
Eager?
Like, mental, like, absolutely insane. I was
what
insane.
What did your dad say?
And so his dad brings me back to his house to stay at his house.
Deliver you back.
Brings me back to his house, right? They put me, I don't know where they put me to sleep. I can't really remember that type of car. I can't really remember where they put me to sleep. Maybe on the sofa or something. So then the next
Klinger?
Morning.
Just stay at five. No, Klinger? No, Jesus Christ. Just leave the party.
17-year-old had issues for sure. So anyway, next morning, where do I wake up in some random bed. Obviously, I was very, 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 very drunk at that. Like, that night, I was like, where the hell have I woke up? Wake up, and I'm in this guy's parents' bed.
No!
I was like, wait, have they put me here? Did I walk in here in the middle of the night? Like, I have no idea.
Were they
what
there?
Happened. So then, then I'm lying in their parents' bed, and I hear, like, the whole, it was the day after this boy's birthday, so his whole, like, entire family's in the living room, and I hear them all talking, and they're talking about me. And they're all like, they're all like, I can't remember exactly what they're saying, but I was lying in bed and they were basically making out like he must have like problems at home, like he, that wee boy did not want to go home last night, like there must be
really
something.
You were just looking bucked.
Really?
They were like, oh my goodness, he must have problems at home, like he doesn't have a safe place, it's okay, he can stay with us. Yes. You're just horned to the back teeth thinking this guy's looking into you.
This guy was not looking into me at all, and his family now definitely think that I've got a head of shoes at home. They were all, but 10 years ago. So,
and then did the dad eventually drop you home?
I can't remember exactly. He must have dropped me home the next day or something. I think he did. I think he dropped me home in a van. Honestly,
a van.
17-year-old kegs.
That's so culty.
17-year-old kegs was unhinged, like the definition of unhinged.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that just came into my head when I woke up in his parents' bed. Like, did I go into their bed when they were sleeping?
Well, that's like, what my thing is. Like, thank God I, because I've never sleepwalked before. But that's obviously what happened there, because I can't remember going to the toilet or nothing. So I've obviously, but that's the only reason I would have got up, do you know what I mean? To go that direction.
Yeah.
But I'm like, thank, I only made it to that bed. Imagine I had to take myself and a dander around the house and woke up in like Kieran's mum and dad's bed. And I'd never even met them before. And I'm like, hey guys,
that
nice to meet
over.
You.
Would his mum and dad
I don't know.
Like,
I've done a lot of crazy stuff in front of Kieran and he's still here.
Fair enough.
I don't know. And maybe I should like start like a challenge of like, how far can I take things before Kieran overcomes
me? To be fair, at least you're all already with him. I'm thinking, I post everything that I do crazy on social media. I'm like, any man that ever starts dating me, if they look me up, they'll be like, absolutely not. I'm running for the frickin' hills. But yeah. I'll find my man. He'll
digital
be as unhinged
footprint.
As me. It's fine. So I don't know why I just told that story, but
that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, crazy kegs. That's what I mean. Joseph is that age nearly now. And I'm like, Joseph is like nuts. He's so sensible compared to me. But I was that age. I was fucking nuts.
But speaking of being younger, that kind of leads us into our next segment.
Yeah, let's move to the next topics.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, what is the crack with 90... What are we going to call it?
I think, what is the crack with...
Growing up in the 90s in NI?
Yeah, like 90s babies.
90s babies.
Because we were both... I was 1995, you're 1997.
97, yeah.
So we weren't really like growing up in the 90s because we were...
in the noughties.
We were
more.
Toddlers, yeah. But like, we just thought it would be funny to kind of... Throwbacks.
Throwbacks.
Little throwbacks of like things that just aren't a thing anymore. Like, it brings back nostalgia.
Yeah, I'm excited for this conversation, to be fair. I've been thinking about it the past 24 hours. I'm like, oh my God, remember that?
You kick it off then.
So, where will I even start? So, we'd probably have different but similar experiences because you're from near the city.
You're a culture.
I'm culture. I definitely would say I'm a culture, but I'm from culture.
See, like, no one get offended, but if you have anything but a Belfast accent to me,
yeah,
you are a culture.
Okay, fair.
And that's just, it doesn't matter if you live in a literal city, you are a culture. If you, like, you know, like, Armagh is a city, isn't it? But like, if you have an Armagh accent, you're still a culture to me.
Fair. See, you're from the city, so if you see anyone outside of Belfast, they're culture.
Cultures,
whereas culture to me is like,
on the farm with the brown boots and the boots, which is so funny because my stepdad's actually a farmer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yet I call other people a culture,
So yeah, we've probably had different experiences, but I grew up in a wee small town called Loughmacrory village.
Loughmacrory.
It was a wee small town.
Fuck, I wasn't born there.
No, it's easy. Loch, like a lake. And then Macrory, like, you know the surname, Macrory?
Macrory.
Yeah. Loughmacrory. So it's about 15 minutes outside Omagh in County Tyrone, and there's not many people there growing up. Like, in my primary class, I think there was like 11 of us. So we small group, like. But yeah, growing up, where do you even start? There's so much you can talk about. Primary school. And then we went to we both went to grammar schools and secondary school, didn't we? We'll talk about primary school days first, shall we?
Okay. Let's go way back.
Way, way, way back. So primary school, this is a thing. I'm really bad at remembering my thing. I remember Tamagotchis. I remember I used to be obsessed with Tamagotchis.
DS's,
yeah.
Did you ever have the dogs game? You had to look after the dog.
Yeah.
Like, mine's definitely all dead, and I always 100%. Think about them. I'm like, oh, my poor dogs, because I took so much pride in them. Sims, I didn't really play much.
But I think the Nintendos and stuff came out maybe a wee bit after.
What about Club Penguin? Did you play Club Penguin?
Yes, I was a wee Club Penguin.
Loved Club Penguin. Like, literally used to get like vouchers and all to like buy outfits from a penguin.
Oh my God, yeah.
I loved Club Penguin. Oh my goodness. I actually want to go back on Club Penguin and see what the crack is.
What's the website called? Mindclip?
Mindclip, yeah. Minecraft's a different game. My boyfriend used to play it. He was like addicted to it and said that if his mum and dad had better internet, because obviously they're out in the sticks.
Yeah.
If they had have had better internet back in the day, he would have like went pro on like Call of Duty or Minecraft or something, because he's a wee computer geek.
You see, internet and stuff didn't come in. So I think the year we were born, like, I'm 2 years younger than you, but the time that we were born, we had the experience of having childhood without technology, and then it slowly started phasing in. Like, I remember the only time I first had a big computer was those big, massive computers with the big backs.
The big back.
And you
on
could
them.
Play Snake on it, and that was like the craziest thing ever.
Oh my goodness, remember Snake on Nokias as well had Snake?
Yeah.
The Nokia phones.
And not many people had like phones or anything. Like, I remember my one uncle had a phone, and I was
so
excited.
To be fair, I was pretty spoilt with phones simply because I had an uncle who always got the best phones, and I got his hand-me-downs. Mm. So I was pretty lucky. Like, I remember the Motorola Razr that flipped up.
Right, yeah.
But I wanted a pink one, but like, my uncle wasn't going to have a pink one, so he handed me down his black one, and then I got like a Diamante pink cover.
Okay,
sick,
yeah.
Thought it was class. What other phones? BlackBerry. The
BlackBerry came in teenagers, to be fair.
It was teenage, because you'd BBM.
Before that, we had, you know, the Sony Ericsson, the ones that spun around. Did you have those?
Oh, yeah. The Walkmans with the infrared on it.
Yeah. And the infrared. The only way you sent music was through infrared, so you had to put the phones beside each other.
Do you remember the only way as well, before you had actual music, that you could
LimeWire.
No, before that, you used to have to record the radio on your phone. And then if someone got a good recording, you'd be like, oh my God, infrared me that.
Yeah.
How funny.
Infrared's nuts. What age were we then?
I think.
Children.
Yeah, I think really
primary
young.
Primary school, like, definitely.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so random. Crazy.
I don't know why this came into my head, but I remember High School Musical was like a big thing. I was obsessed with High School Musical.
I'm still obsessed. I would watch it literally any time of the day.
I don't think I could watch it now, to be honest.
Could you not? I know all the dances now.
Really?
And the songs.
I was obsessed.
Oh my goodness, see that one of Troy and Gabrielle? It's like, I gotta go my own way.
No, for some reason, until this day, I am 26 years of age. There's one song that always comes into my head randomly. I'd be driving down the road and just start randomly belting out. We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven. Oh my God, karaoke.
Oh, I love High School Musical.
But this bit of cute in my head was so random. This is so random. I mean, I've been like P6 or something, and one of the boys in school got the picture of Vanessa Hudgens with her tits out. And then all the boys were sending this ride on the infrared on their phones. I remember that.
You'd be
so
like,
well.
Oh my God, that's so hot.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, she is so fit right now. I'm gay as fuck.
Oh, but I was actually, one that is funny, me and my boyfriend were talking about the other day, was, do you remember Extravision?
Oh my God, yes.
So I think that, like, we've lost the excitement with movies because I used to love going on like a Saturday night as like a treat and renting out a video and picking what it was, even when it turned to DVDs, you know, video or DVDs, and the excitement to go home then and watch that movie. And it's like you had to watch that one. You can't, it's not like Netflix, you have too much choice.
Yeah.
But there was one in Dundonald, there was an Extravision, but there was a different place. I think it was called like Movie City or something. If anyone's in Dundonald, if you remember, it was in King's Square. And that's what my mum used to go to because randomly, this is like the most 90s, 2000 thing ever. So it was a video shop with like videos, DVDs, snacks, and they had like two sunbeds in it.
What? That's such a Belfast thing.
That's such a Belfast thing. So we used to go on like a Saturday, me as a kid, and I'd be like picking out my video in this movie place in King Square while my mum was getting a sunbed.
Oh my God, shut up.
How Belfast is
that's
that?
That's the most Belfast thing I've ever heard. I don't even think sunbeds were a thing in Oma where I'm from until like a couple of years ago.
You just had competitions so you could be the palest.
Yeah. No, literally. Oh, no, I miss Extravision. In our one in Oma, we had one a store downstairs where it was the video games. So you could get games for like your PlayStation rent out and stuff. And used to get like the Mario Kart. Was it Mario Kart for the Wii? Stuff like that. Like I loved Extravision.
Yeah.
You just don't have that anymore. Kids don't get that sort of excitement. That they would have had to
there's
wait to
too
go
much option.
Do you know what I was just thinking as well? Because we didn't have like stuff to watch on TV and stuff, you remember you used to have the DVD player and you put the DVD in, and if the movie's finished or whatever, all you'd have on the screen is DVD player going from one side of the screen to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And you would literally sit, if you've nothing else to do, just sit and watch that because there's nothing else to do. We didn't have anything else to watch. Do you know what I mean? And did you have Sky when you were growing up?
No. Wait, so you know the way now you've got like fire sticks and like dodgy boxes and stuff?
Yeah.
Like the illegal things. So this is such a like 90s also like flipping dodgy dad kind of deal. So before my mum and dad are divorced now, but whenever I was younger, I'll never forget this. Like it's engraved in my head. So it must have been like a Tuesday night, right? And my mum was like a leader in like this God group, I don't know what it was. You know, like GB kind of thing. So it was just me and my dad in the house. And I remember my dad like making me turn off all the lights and like be really, really quiet. And I was like, is the police coming? Like, what's going on?
Oh my
I was
God.
Like a tote. I was like, what is going on? And like for years, never knew. Like the door was rapping and my dad was like, what's going on? Like my dad's in trouble or something. Like, you know, something really dodgy, especially being from Belfast. You never know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until like years and years later when I was older and I like asked, I was like, what was that all? I have this vivid memory in my head. Like, was it something traumatic?
You're traumatized.
Do you know what it was?
TV license guy.
My dad had this box. It was like, he used to call it a chipped box.
I think I remember these. Yeah,
so
yeah,
so instead of now you get like a fire stick or whatever that has like all the stuff on it, it was like a chipped box. And you used to get them like up at Nuts Corner and all. And my dad had one of these and it was the TV license guy at the door he was trying to hide from. And I will never forget it. Like the fear going through my body of like,
oh my God, your dad, you're traumatizing from the TV license guy.
And I remember like, do you remember DVDs? Like dodgy pirate DVDs.
Oh my God,
as well.
And they were the worst quality ever. Someone goes to the back of the cinema, records it and then puts it on a DVD.
Yeah, he had a friend that like sold them. I think everyone in Belfast, tell me, if you live in Belfast, Did your dad have a dodgy friend that sold copy DVDs?
I think that must be everywhere, because every local place, like I remember my local town had that one guy that went around all the houses knocking, like, oh, we've got all these new DVDs this week. Can
it's
you buy
so
it?
Right what you say, the person like is recording and you'd hear like the old cough or like rattle
or the shadow
popcorn
of the person funny getting up to walk out to go to the toilet during the movie.
Iconic though, it was like deals and all, the more DVDs you bought the cheaper you got them for.
100%. But I remember Sky, so I always thought the people who had Sky were like millionaires, like if you didn't have Sky you were poor, if you had Sky you were a richest freak. And I remember my granny had it, and the excitement going to my granny's house, not to see my granny, didn't care about my granny or granddad, just wanted to watch Sky, to watch like Hannah Montana and all the Disney Channel shows rather than,
oh, your mum should have got a chip box for you. I got to watch everything.
Yeah, fair. What was the good to watch? I love like Tracy Beaker and like Hannah Montana.
So, Kim Possible, so if you're talking
girls, any girl shows.
If we're talking Disney, I love That's So Raven.
Oh my god, I love That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
Sweet Life on Deck with Zack and Cody.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire. Loved, you know the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh my god, I went.
That's going to be me going to Italy next week.
I went to Rome and I was outside the fountain and she was at. I was where she was. I remember I was there by myself and I was like, I'm Lizzie McGuire.
You know the bit that's like really iconic, and you know the trick, the guy to get him to come out on stage, and she's like, sing to me, Paolo. And then he starts singing and he's like,
I have a bad memory. I can't remember frig all.
Oh my god, you have to go and watch it.
Should I rewatch it? She watched it after this.
I want to dress up as, that is Lizzie McGuire from that movie, as for Halloween some year. Like one person do the blonde Lizzie McGuire and one person do the brown haired Lizzie McGuire.
I'll do the brown haired.
Yeah, we'll get you a wig.
She's, I love Hilary Duff, she's gorgeous.
Oh,
she's,
I love her.
Because we didn't have Sky, my routine would have been going home from school, waiting for The Simpsons to come on Channel 4 at 6, and then waiting until Home and Away is on at 6:30.
Home and Away!
I used to love Home and Away. No, I used to, I don't know what, I had this thing, this is actually so weird, just came to my head. I thought I was straight, right? And I had this thing where I was obsessed with ginger girls for some reason. Oh. So I went to my granny's house on her big, massive dial-up computer that you remember, you used to dial up and you had to connect to the internet. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, ring, beep, 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 yeah, beep, ring, whatever. And I used to go on Google and I made this thing on Microsoft Art of all of these ginger females. So I had like, I had the girl Nicola from Girls Aloud.
Oh,
I had,
yeah,
Lindsay Lohan. I had Kim Possible. I had the
Kim Possible.
A ginger girl from Home and Away. Like all these ginger females, and I printed out a poster and put it on my wall.
It's the fact one of them was a cartoon. Says it. No, I can't make fun of that actually, right? So do you remember? I can't even believe I'm saying this. Does anyone remember the Tweenies?
Oh my god, I used to love the Tweenies.
Right, this is nowhere to lie.
What do you call her?
There was
Fizz. I used to be
Fizz
obsessed
and
with
Bella.
Fizz.
Fizz is the pink one with the brown hair.
I've got a picture of me and Fizz on my phone. I'll show you after. I'll show you the podcast. I'll put it up in it.
Do you want to hear something so funny? Like, I can remember, like, through the years, who, like, the first people I fancied was and everything at, like, different stages of my life. So the first human I fancied was Ronan Keating when I was, like, 3. And then it moved to, like, one of the people from Westlife. But the original person that I can originally...
Jake.
Being, like, I have a thing for him. Like
Jake or was it Mumu?
It was Milo.
Milo.
Milo the purple tweenie. I felt things for him. Like, I'm not joking. I can physically remember. And I remember the switch from Milo from the tweenies to suddenly fancying Ronan Keating. It's like a coming of age. Like, I'm growing up. I fancy a real human now.
Oh my god, I was partying with his daughter in Sydney.
What?
Ronan Keating's daughter. So
set
random.
Me up.
I was getting up for like best mate in Sydney or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it was interesting. Oh my god, do you have any songs from whenever you were like in primary school that you really remember? There's two songs actually stick out for me so much. And one of them is London Underground, those useless C-words.
I don't even know this song.
It's a song that everyone used to play in my class because it had loads of bad words in it. And you, when you're so young, you're like, oh my god, that's crazy. Got so much bad words. And everyone used to sing this song. But there was this one song, right? And you say I'm a culture, but I feel like I'm like the opposite of cultures. And like I think growing up where I'm from, I think I rebelled against the countryness of where I was from. So like country music and all, I fucking hated it all.
Yeah.
But in primary school, I was trying to fit in. And all the ones in my class were obsessed with this song. And they were all singing it all the time and they all played it all the time. And I probably didn't even like the song, but for some reason I wanted to fit in so bad. I remember
what was it?
Getting the song and probably my Sonny Ericsson flip that you spin around and send over infrared. And I remember I got on my bicycle and I spent days and days and days cycling around my house playing the song thing so I could learn the lyrics. And it's even now, I still can't learn lyrics.
What song is it?
So it's Horse It Into You, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. You're the finest looking filly that I did ever see. You're the onion in my burger. I still know to this day. You're the sugar in me tea. So Horse It Into You, Cynthia, for you're the girl for me. I literally forced myself to learn this fucking song that I probably hate.
I can't believe the podcast has suddenly turned into X Factor.
X Factor, we could talk about X Factor. I was obsessed.
So, oh my goodness, yeah. Do you remember Owen Quigg?
Owen Quigg, oh
another
my God.
One of
no.
And he's on TikTok. I keep seeing him and his wife and his kids and all. And I'm like, no, so, you're meant to be with Diana Vickers.
People used to think I was Owen Quigg because I had the same hairstyle, same wee creepy wee face as him and stuff. And I remember we were on holidays in like south of France with my whole family. And this group came up to me, like they were English girls. And I'm like, oh my God, are you Owen Quigg? Because they heard the accent all.
No
and I was
way.
Like, yeah, I'm Owen Quigg.
You played along with
I was getting pictures with them and all. They were pretending I was Owen
them
Quigg.
Poor English girls are probably out there to this day thinking no, they met Owen Quigg. I was obsessed with him and Diana Vickers.
I was obsessed with X Factor for years. Like, it was my life.
And One Direction, I was like,
I was never a big One Direction person.
I literally skipped school to meet One Direction. Yeah, but like my mom knew I was like, it was an info. Like, I was like, I'm not going to school. Like, I'm going to meet One Direction. Like, wait, I was in like nearly like a cult.
Were you?
Yeah, so like I had friends and like never met them. Well, I did eventually, but like when we first started talking, it was like a group of girls that I was friends with in London who from X Factor met them all the time, used to like sleep with them and all. Like,
really?
And I became friends with them over Twitter.
What was the like One Direction fan base called? Did they have a name?
I don't know.
One Directioners?
There was an account called like 1D Updates and it was like girls that met them all the time, but there was like all different ones. But I became friends with them and they had like,
you became friends with One Direction?
Oh my God, like some of the goss I have from One Direction. Like, I actually can't even say because it's not my goss, but like the stories we used to get told now, and it's like obvious it was all true.
Oh really?
Oh, like such dramatic ones, like crazy
things.
I need
to find out.
I'm going to tell you one after and you can tell me if I can talk about it in the podcast sometime.
Okay.
But I really don't, I think I could end up in jail.
Okay, yeah, you have to be careful, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but so yeah, these girls, they used to like get with them and meet them all the time. So they'd found out from them what time they were coming to Belfast at.
Yeah.
So then they told me. So I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm going to meet them at the airport. And I did. I was like obsessed. Like, literally used to stalk them anytime they came here. Remember like staying in the Clawdon and all. Like,
really?
Literally saving up money to stay in the Clawdon just to meet One Direction when they were here for their concert.
That's nuts.
And like Louis Walsh literally at one stage knew who I was. Like, he gave me free tickets one time in the Clawdon because I'd went the night before and I was there to meet them. And he was like, oh, there's more tickets. And I was like, this is not normal.
No,
this needs to chill.
You need to chill.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was obsessed. Like, it was my life. I remember like literally revolved my whole life around watching X Factor. I always supported the ones who were from home as well. Like, I remember I used to be obsessed with Janet Devlin and
she
all.
She commented on one of my TikToks the other day.
She was on my podcast. I spoke to her.
No way.
I went to her house in London to record her on my podcast years ago.
No
spoke
way.
About her life, yeah.
I actually have seen her come up and I actually am now thinking, did I ever reply to her message? And I feel bad. But anyway, I've seen some of her TikToks and stuff and like she's very interesting.
Yeah, she's
like,
cool.
She's came out speaking about how like she went through a really bad time with like alcohol.
Yes, yeah, so she spoke about my old podcast.
X Factor and everything.
Yeah, I was buzzing.
Is she from your way?
She's from near me at home. She's from Gorshin. Mm. But I was like pure fangirl. I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking special. I got Janet Devlin on the pod. Get her on this one. Get
I
her on the next
her.
One.
I loved her.
No, X Factor was a vibe. I used to be obsessed. Who's your favourite ever contestant?
One Direction.
Really?
Still to this day.
I think I used to be obsessed with it. I still am. A Little Mix were always like
Little
my fave.
Mix were very good. I never liked JLS. I don't know
never
why.
Was a big
I had
thing.
Loads of friends that loved JLS.
No, I remember there was this one song that Little Mix made me be obsessed and it was like, kiss me, kiss me. Kiss me like a poison. I was moving
is
the head
Katy Perry?
No, that's maybe. It was some Little Mix Halloween version, and ever since then I was just obsessed.
See, to this day, like, I love Harry Styles. I just love him.
We've seen Harry Styles together.
Yeah.
I was on a wee date, remember?
That's right. He's so beautiful.
He's gorgeous. I was actually just a Harry Styles liker at that time. Like, I liked him, but
yeah.
I wasn't obsessed. After that,
he's like superstar, isn't he?
Oh my God, no, literally. He's after that concert, I was like glued to him, as in my number one Spotify last year was Harry Styles because of that concert.
Yeah, he's such a king. We love Harry.
Love you, Harry.
I know. I actually always think that. Like, if I always said I wouldn't. I still don't think. You know, whenever people's like, "Who would your like? What's the word? Like, hall pass be?"
Hall pass, yeah.
Like, obviously, because I have a boyfriend, and I actually don't think I would have. There's no one that I would like enough to like. Maybe Harry Styles. I don't know. I don't
think
know.
Harry Styles keeps swinging both need boys.
No, I think he does. I think I would need to like be in the situation, which is very unlikely going to happen. That Harry Styles would like Shannon Mirier, but I don't know if it even would be. But he is very, very beautiful.
Fair play, Kieran. I've beaten
beautiful.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
So I have you ever watched Skins? Actually,
oh my God, I wish. I always say I wish I could erase my memory to go back and rewatch
yeah.
Skins.
I think Skins.
That's such a like 2000 thing, isn't it?
I think it really did send me off the rails. I was obsessed. I was obsessed.
Did you think
Effie.
You were Effie?
I thought it was Effie. I thought it was Cook. I didn't think it was Cook because it wasn't like violence. But I was obsessed, and I literally think I just started partying loads and going crazy because of like
to be Effie.
I thought it was so cool.
I loved. I actually remember like,
I was going to get her tattooed on my hang, on my arm, Effie's face.
I watched something recently that she's
in The Gentleman.
The Gentleman,
oh God,
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's Effie.
Yeah, Kieran's never watched Skins, and I was like, there's Effie. And he was
how
like, what?
How has he not watched
I
Skins?
I know, so how old's Kieran? Weird. Same age as you, 1995, oh God, 1997. Skins was so good. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, maybe like drink and party and all.
I had a friend that like used to look a bit like Effie and done her makeup like her, and I'd be like, bitch.
Really?
So jealous.
Fair.
So jealous, I wanted to look like her.
She was so cool. Did you ever watch the ones where it was like years later and they were adults?
Yeah.
I watched that as well.
Yeah, I watched them all.
I
want
to watch it again. Did you ever watch Shameless?
No, I never. My mum used to watch it, but like I remember years and years ago, she'd like tell me to get out of the room.
Yeah.
They'd probably be riding or something.
100%.
She'd be like, get out, watch
Shameless.
I watched
the USA one and couldn't watch the UK one.
Kieran
then,
watched the USA one, he liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. So we'll talk about Bebo and all that sort of stuff, shall we? MSN.
Oh my God, MSN. Do you remember you used to go on webcam?
Yeah, we had your actual webcam at the top of your computer screen.
I remember, so I used to dance when I was younger, like disco dance, and I had friends through dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's how we communicated, like going on MSN and going on webcam. And like, that was our lives. Like, we used to just sit for hours on webcam. And if we'd, oh my God, do you remember Omegle?
Oh my God, yes,
Omegle. We used to have sleepovers and go on Omegle.
It was
and
like pure pervy man on Omegle.
Yeah, but Justin Bieber mocked it up because he used to go on it and then people, so your aim was to go on and meet Justin Bieber.
Really?
Right? So because he used to go on it genuinely. So then like anyone that was a fan of Justin Bieber would be like, oh, I'm going to go on Omegle. But then we'd end up on Omegle with these perverts, but we're just like innocent girls looking for Justin Bieber and this man's like wanking. And
you're like, yeah, there's such strange people on that.
But yeah, that was the webcam era.
Yeah,
Omegle.
I remember my granny had the computer and my house didn't have computers that time. I used to go to my granny's house and I used to sit in her back room going on like MSN. You have everyone who you're friends with in your caption. And
you if
have
you
the big
fell out with someone,
chat.
You took it out.
Oh my God, remember the Facebook chat or Facebook statuses as well, like looks, personality, closeness, and everyone would think and you'd rate their looks, personality, closeness.
You used to send that round in BBM as well, like if you don't send it, like chain mails, if you don't send this to 15 other people and you don't get it back from them people, then like
Bloody Mary's gonna turn up in your mirror and kill you in your sleep. I used to believe it. I used to be shit myself sometimes, but like, no, you wouldn't believe it, but you'd like, and if you don't
you're
send
a
it,
wee
like,
bit, a wee bit like, is that gonna happen? Oh no.
And your other half on Bebo as well, I remember that.
Oh my goodness, like relationships and friendships ended over that kind
top
of shit.
16.
Top 16
was ruthless. I remember I used to have my ex-girlfriend as, oh my God, I actually was thinking about this earlier. So my like girlfriends and stuff when I was like younger, I've had two girlfriends. Now I've had three girlfriends. One of them is happily in a relationship with a man, but the other two and a girl who I went to the forum with are all lesbians. How funny
oh, no
is that?
Way.
How funny is that? But the gays just attracted each other as
that's
teenagers.
That's so funny.
We're all hiding.
Yous were just beards for each other. Yeah. That's so funny.
Each other's masks, so.
Yeah, I loved MSN. I actually did a TikTok video kind of about this the other day about like things that when I was younger I thought made people rich.
Right, yeah.
But like, I'm not going to get into that. But one of the things that was a big thing when I was younger in the school that I went to was like certain brands. So like Jack Wills was massive.
Hollister.
Massive Hollister, Abercrombie, Canterbury track bottoms.
Oh my God, remember Canterbury's?
Yeah.
And we had
the
Henleys.
The big zip that went to the website.
Multicolored and underneath.
But when you look back now, like how basic, like why were we obsessed with these?
Yeah.
Like I don't, and the Jack Wills I think actually goes back to One Direction.
Really?
Because Harry Styles and X Factor always wore Jack Wills and that's where it kind of.
Oh my God. You know what I actually used to thought of the thing as well? Do you remember George Shelley from Union J?
Oh yeah.
He's gay now, you know.
No, I know that.
But
like, I had friends that were like obsessed with him and his sister died.
Sister died, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember how she died.
I don't know how I know so much information about him.
No, I was obsessed with him. I remember X Factor done a tutorial on the X Factor website of how to curl his hair because he had really straight hair. And then I remember for years I curled my hair.
I wonder what George Shelley's doing now.
I seen him actually come up on TikTok yesterday.
I'm intrigued.
He came
now.
Up, he was promoting
that's
burritos
the
or something.
The last time I seen off him, I'd seen something that happened with his sister and I was like, oh my goodness,
yeah, really
what
sad.
On earth?
I used to fancy him so I think I slid into his DMs.
I think I used to fancy him too. Actually, I did.
Because
they were after One Direction.
Yeah.
He was kind of like the
Harry
new
Styles.
Harry Styles. Yeah, that's right.
We could talk about drinking and teenage discos and stuff and then...
See, this is the thing. Drinking and teenage discos. So I was such a good girl. Like, I really was. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, at the odd we... rebellious stage, but I didn't like start properly going out or drinking to like I was nearly 18, well 17 because I was in tech, but my friends were all 18, so I used like my friend's sister's ID or something to go to Ollie's, but I didn't really do like crazy going out drinking, hiding from my mum kind of thing. But I don't think I ever needed to. If I hadn't wanted to do it, my mum would have let me, so
really?
I didn't have the desire.
So my mum was really strict and I was so rebellious.
They say that's what had happened. So they say like if your mum is strict with that kind of thing, then you want to do it. Where my mum probably if I had asked, would you go and buy me a bottle of vodka? She'd be like, yeah, dead on. So fair. I never had the one.
No, mine was quite strict. And also me dealing with my sexuality at that age and everything. I was just rebelling against the fucking world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember I drank so early. I was like, no one even drank at my age. Like, I don't ever hang before everyone else my age did just to rebel. And I also think I was craving attention for some reason when I was that age. Probably why I'm doing my job now.
It all makes sense.
All adds up. But
no, I was pretty good, I have to say.
When was the first time you drank then? Do you know?
Oh, probably would have been like 17, maybe. Oh, I can't even remember. Like the first time.
I remember mine. It was so bad.
Well, we went 17 would have been the year I started like proper
that's late
drinking.
For Ireland.
Yeah. Because I remember as well going, we were 17 and went down to Dublin to see Justin Bieber and got like obliterated on Malibu. And I still can't drink Malibu.
I used to drink Malibu and milk.
Like yeah, Malibu and milk. That
I
was so big
on
the Holy Lands.
The teenage club lands. And I'd be having a jug full of milk, put Malibu in, and everyone's like, why the frick were you drinking a jug of milk on a frickin' teenage
but
club?
But apart from that, I didn't do the like rebellious sneaking around kind of drinking.
Oh, I did. I was bad. I remember I
tried. Well, when do you think you started drinking?
I would have been like 14, I'd say. But I remember no one drank. I haven't even been younger than I don't even know what age I was. But I drank this one time, and then it scared me, and I didn't drink then for like 3-4 years after that. Then it was like I was really young and I literally probably had like a sip of vodka going to this teenage disco where you wear tracksuit bottoms in a jersey, and for some reason I was probably thinking I was drunker than what I was too. And I remember running around this friggin teenage bopper disco in like a community hall and being steaming and everyone like circling around me and all, and then it was the talk of the town, and then we got to my uncle and all, and they were like, were you drinking? I was like, no, obviously not.
I remember one time, I think it was, I don't know what age it was, maybe 16, I actually don't remember, but like, you know, the band parade on the 12th of July. So you can like walk the whole parade in Belfast to the thing called The Field, and then everyone like drinks there. I remember one time my friend was like, do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, fine. So we walked the whole way. I got sunburned from carrying like a barrack on my shoulder in a bag and then drank there. That was probably like one of the youngest times I drank.
Yeah, fair.
But it still wasn't like messy or anything.
Yeah, fair. So, you know,
but then I danced competitively when I was younger.
So you took that serious?
So I danced, I think, like 3 times a week, and then competitions on a Sunday, if not a whole weekend. Sometimes we would go to England. So that kind of took my life, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then after, then whenever I even 17, 18, 19, 20, I was like looking after my sister, doing her modelling.
Yeah.
So like my crazy years only really started, and I stopped that when I was maybe like 22.
Okay, fair. My crazy years lasted a long time, I would say. But no, I don't know. I was like, I didn't really drink then after that one occasion for years after because I was kind of scared. And then I started drinking at like probably about 16 or something, teenage club land days, because that's when everyone started drinking properly. But
I think culties are actually more, I'm not going to lie. No, you're not a culty. But you know what I mean? Like, I think people give like think Belfast is like, oh my God, Belfast people are crazy and all. I think, see, when I hear stories from my like culty friends, like our friends, you know, Cookstown, Newcastle, Caswell, you're crazy bastards compared to,
I would say, I would
like,
agree with
what
that.
My friends would be like. And then I always say as well, like, love the culties, by the way. We've spoke about the whole culty situation and whatever.
Fenian fetish.
But like, I also find that, I think because growing up in Belfast, I don't know, do you have a bit more freedom because it's more accessible to get
probably
places
to
and stuff?
Well.
There's more to do. So I always say, like, when the culties come up to go to uni in Queens, or like we're in Belfast and they all just go feral because they've been like locked up for so long.
Yeah.
Like you have your teenage discos and all, but it's like proper freedom.
And
like,
do you not have teenage discos here?
There was some things, like there was a thing, what did you call it? There was something some of my friends would have went to, I can't remember. I never went, you had to get a bus to it. But it wasn't like popular, if you know what I mean.
See, we had like loads of things going on. We had like, so we started off in first year, we would have went to like the Craigan Disco and the Rock Disco. Then we would have leveled up and went to like Teenage Sense and Teenage Clubland. Mm-hmm. And then went to like Greenvale and Overage Time, Overage Sense, and then Sally's.
There used to
stuff.
Be different way, like discos. Like there was like, so I went to Grosvenor and then went to Bloomfield, and then Campbell's like the boys' school that would like, we used to share their swimming pool when I went to Bloomfield, random. But they used to have like discos, but school discs. Do you know what I mean? Like
right,
it's nothing crazy. There was things like that, but not like things that you would get blocked at.
Yeah, so we started getting blocked in at the more proper teenage discos. We actually dressed up, not at the ones you wore like tracksuit bottoms and jerseys. Like, but yeah, no, it was good crack. Yeah. To be fair, growing up, there was a lot of craziness. To be fair, but it was good crack at times.
I think yous are crazy and yous pretend to be little innocent country people and yous are all fucking nuts.
Insane.
Oh, well, we'll wrap wrap up our nostalgia.
I'd say we could talk about this for freaking days.
No, honestly, I think we're just like blabbering on now.
Yeah.
We'll go on to
dilemmas.
Our dilemmas.
So moving on to the next topic.
Tell us your crack.
So thanks again for everyone sending in all of your dilemmas this week. We really appreciate it. There actually been so many this week, so I'm just going to pick some at random and see what they say. Shannon again hasn't seen any of them. I haven't really seen any either. I've sort of just opened them and already read them.
He just opens them and then I'm like, don't tell me, I want a natural reaction.
Hey guys, love you so much. And because you guys have been my rocks, both individually and social media, I would love your opinion. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Do you think trust can ever be rebuilt? Trust is a very scary topic, but I have been given my boyfriend of almost 5 years every chance to prove trust to me, and he constantly, and then it goes to part two. Bottom line is, I've looked deep within myself and I don't trust him. How do I go about moving on, as I do care for him and love him, but for me, trust is everything. I must mention, I have 2 kids with this man, so even if we separate, he will still be in some way in my life. I feel like I see no future or past this. I'm completely lost and questioning my own judgment and gut feeling. Oh, send you lots of love.
Yeah, did that say he's gave her reason for her trust to be broken, or is it just that she can't bring herself to trust? Is there a reason there?
She said, I have given my boyfriend of almost 5 years every chance to prove trust to me, and he constantly then cuts out of what she was going to say.
So he has broken her trust.
Broke her trust, yeah. I think it's so
flipping hard, because you can only do so much. Like, you can't change someone.
Mm-mm.
And like,
you can't force someone to change. They have to want to change themselves.
You cannot change someone. And the thing is, like, yes, he could naturally want to change and naturally want to suddenly start trying to build trust with you, but you can't force that.
Mm.
So it's really, really difficult, because you're like, do I hang around for him to like fix himself? Because I do, there's a lot of love there, whatever. But like, you're just continuously getting yourself hurt then.
I think she answered her own question at the end of it as well. She said, I feel like I see no future or I've passed this. Like, I feel like you know yourself.
I truly believe, like, if you're able to say that you don't think you see a future.
Mm, that's a big statement.
It's time to call it quits. I don't want to like jump in and be like, break up with your boyfriend. You know what I mean? But if your gut is telling you that you don't see a future there, you're only dragging things out longer and longer. And the longer you drag things out, the harder it becomes to end things.
The harder it becomes to end things, and the more pain and suffering you're going to put yourself through, because having no trust in a relationship is like a no-brainer for me anyway.
I couldn't live like I couldn't. Mm. But I get, once you're in a relationship, and especially if there's love there.
And kids involved,
it can be really, you can just be like, I just have to continue with this. But like, you're so important. You have to put yourself first here.
You have to put yourself first.
You are so important and you need to do this for you. And if you think that there's no future there and it's causing you issues within yourself because you're not able to trust him and you're beating yourself up, you are wasting your life.
Wasting your life, for sure. And like, you deserve love. You deserve to be in a trust and loving relationship. And if he's not giving you that because of his own issues, then that's on him and it's not really on you. And obviously it's unfair.
No one ever deserves for someone to treat them badly and break their trust. Like, I'm just such a big person that like, see, unless you can say like, I love my partner and he is the only person, or she is the only person for me, and I can't imagine myself with anyone else and I want to be with him forever. If you can't truly say that with your whole heart, something's not right.
Yeah.
And I think it's then time to reflect and be like, is this worth continuing?
100%.
I've always told myself that. And like, I would tell anyone that, sit with yourself and say, do I see myself being with this person for the rest of my life? Otherwise, I just don't see the point in dragging things out.
100%. And you are saying as well, like, you are starting to doubt your own gut feeling, your own judgment. I think you know yourself, that you know you can trust yourself.
I think you've answered your own question, definitely.
And you know what? People come into your life for a reason. People come into your life to teach you lessons, and like, maybe they may not stay in your life forever, but everything is a lesson. Everything you'll learn
learning
from.
Curve.
Like, life is your teacher, and these are your lessons. Mm-hmm. And this sounds like a big lesson. And this man has given you 2 beautiful children. They're obviously going
to
be your
grateful
life forever.
For,
so,
yeah.
He came into your life for a reason. We're not saying.
And maybe the thing is too, maybe the purpose of him, yes, he's given you these beautiful children, and at the end of the day, then he'll always be in your life. You know, if he's going to be involved with the children and everything. So maybe that's the way yous are supposed to be. But it's just went through this way to get to that stage.
And who knows what, I can't predict the future, but who knows whatever you may decide to do now, that could maybe be like, shit, I actually need to change now. Mm-hmm. And he might go and do the work on himself. He might try and change then.
Yeah.
But Yeah, just to trust your gut. And I feel like you already know your own answer, to be honest. So just listen to yourself, I suppose.
100%. But yeah,
we got you. We love you.
Thank you. Sending love.
Sending your message. We got you, baby. I've been writing my gay friend on the side and now he is going to out me to my girlfriend. What do I do? So this is a man with a girlfriend who's writing his gay friend and now the gay friend wants to tell the girlfriend. What the fuck? That is very common. That is a very common situation. But like, when you see it like this.
Wait. My boyfriend wrote that.
Fuck off. No, he didn't, did he? How do you know?
But he told. So he was like, I'm going to write a confession in, right? And he was like, I just want to see if you pick it to read it out, right? And I was like, but Kieran, if Kegs reads it out, because I don't see them beforehand, like, I'm going to have to tell him straight away. And he was like, no, let him say it a wee bit. Let him go with it a bit longer. And if you just want, cut it out.
Shannon, can we stop you there?
Yeah.
I've got something to tell you.
What?
Kieran did write that, but I actually am the gay friend he's been writing. This is my time to tell you.
This was his way to tell me. This is so funny. Like, he was like, I want to write something to you just to, like, see if, like, he'll read it out. And then he was like, if you want to cut it out, that's fine, but let him keep reading it and, like, say something about it. And then just show me the footage just to get a kick out of it. But that's so funny, actually. And I was sitting here going, like, I don't think, because we've so many. I was like, I don't think he's going to pick it. But yeah, that was Kieran just being funny.
That's a good one. Fair play.
But
Kieran,
to be fair, that's actually, I actually, when he thought of it, I was like, that's actually a good dilemma.
That's
like,
a common one.
And it's
one.
Very common. Yeah. He probably thought it was being really out there. And you're like, no, hun, that's actually
that's
common.
That's standard behaviour. Like,
yeah.
Like, I have friends who are gay and they're riding married men and everything. I'm like, that's nuts. I don't think straight men go near me ever, because I used to make, years ago, I used to do this series on TikTok.
You used to make content on it.
Exposing straight boys. Didn't obviously mention who they were or anything to do with the people, but I told the stories. Yeah. I think that scared off every straight man ever. So straight men never go near me.
That's so funny.
Are we doing one more?
I couldn't not laugh. I was like, no, don't laugh. Just let him see what he says. And then I couldn't.
That was a good one. Fair play, Kieran.
Kieran's a weirdo.
So I was like, can't help but think my brother is secretly vaping in my house. He's older. How do I find out if he is or not? I feel like that sounds...
Let him be.
Let him fucking vape.
Let him be. Do you know what I mean? He's going to do it regardless. That is my honest advice. Let him be.
Please talk about open relationships within the gays. I'm kind of down for it, but the guy I'm seeing isn't. What's your thoughts on open relationships?
Personally, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, no way. No way. But if you're into it, go for
me personally, I don't know. I think I need to be in the situation to say, I feel like I could be quite jealous and the jealous type. But
100%.
From being in the gay world and seeing the way gays go on, and that 90% of gay couples are in open relationships.
Really?
And, oh my God, it's crazy. When I was in Sydney, I didn't meet one couple that weren't open, and like they'd all go out together. So like if you go to gay clubs, like proper gay clubs, like everyone be passing each other around, like they're all kissing each other and everyone's just kissing everyone. And like the gay couples go out in like couples and like we just kiss everyone or beside each other and like that's fine.
So like 90% you would say?
I wouldn't say 90%, but like a lot. Yeah, a lot. We're open relationships.
Interesting.
So I think it would depend on how long I've been with my partner, if we'd be open to it together. And obviously you have to set boundaries. Boundaries, you need to be very clear.
Yeah, definitely. Like not, I would never even slightly even consider it in my mind. Like I just know, not a fucking hope. Do you know what I mean?
The world is very different than the
like,
straight world.
Not a hope. Like even the idea of like a three. So,
but
not
you know what it
hope.
Is as well. Like you just don't fancy not the same people. If you're in a gay couple, they both fancy the same person.
Oh yeah, that's also true.
So like,
but even still, I'm just too jealous. Like 100%. And then even just like on an emotional basis of jealousy, like I just don't like the idea of the person that I'm going to like be with for the rest of my life even having like an emotional connection with someone else.
Yeah, fair.
I'm like, no. Like, not even a sexual way, just like an emotional way. I'm like, no, like me and you have this special thing going on.
I love that. And it's energy as well, like sexual energy. I think with me, I think I would be open to it, but the boundaries would be that we don't do it separately. Like, we're not going to separate dates. We're not shagging people separately. If we were going to be open, we go out and we pull people together. Like, we'd be out together. Or like, we may have like a threesome or a foursome and people can get involved in us two there. But I wouldn't do it separately. Not a chance. I wouldn't be up for that. But yeah, if you're down for it and the guy you're seeing isn't, that's just a conversation you may need to have.
And you kind of need to respect his boundaries in that too. So like, you know, if you disagree, if it's something you really want to do and he really doesn't, then do you know what I mean? It's just, you can't force one or the other to be okay with.
And it's not going to work if you're going to force someone to do something that they want to do, really.
Yeah. So you kind of just have to either, you can't force it. You can't.
No.
You either need to go elsewhere to get someone that is going to respect, you know, want to do that. But you can't force someone into that kind of thing, because I know for a fact if my boyfriend came to me and was like, I want to be in an open relationship, I would literally be like, bye. Goodbye.
Done. See you later.
Like, even if he suggested, I think I would take it really, really, really? Bad, because I'd be like, we're in two different wavelengths here.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you get my? Could be, as you say, it's different, I suppose, because if you're in a gay relationship, you fancy the same person, but I just would take it so bad. I would be like, am I not enough?
Yeah, you would get
and
that.
And not that it means that, because, like, I get that people are just open to it and just enjoy.
I think a lot of it in the gay world is validation. So if you're going out and you're pulling, you get a sense of validation, it gives you an ego boost. I think a lot of it is that. I notice myself when I'm out drinking in the gay clubs, I'm a slut. I kiss everyone and then I'm like, am I doing that because I fancy these people, or am I doing that to get like external validation? Yeah. And I get like an ego boost when I'm drunk.
But then there is just people like, maybe that person that's interested in it. There are people that are just like very sexually open and just like the idea of just having sex with different people. And you know,
see, I've been in situations where in the past year where I've been like in situations where it's been like multiple people involved in like sexual encounters at the same time, and they've been really, really fun. So that's why I'm like, I would be
you
maybe
can
open
see
to
why people
and
are
I would
into
love
it.
To be. I would love to be in those situations with like. This is a lot of information. I would love to be in one of those situations with like my partner who I loved with other
and like minded people.
Yeah.
No, still a no for me. Not gonna lie.
So yes, thank you so much, everyone, for sending in your dilemmas once again. We actually have loads that we didn't get answered, so we'll try and get them answered next week. And if you want to send any of your dilemmas in or any crazy stories that you may have, send them to crackheadspod@outlook.com, or the day before we do the pod, we have it up in our stories usually. Not next week though, because next week we're both on our holidays.
Woo! Woo! So we've already done next week's, we've pre-recorded, so it will be pre-recorded. But yeah, we're going to be on holidays. And then when we come back, we're going to have so much to
come.
We're going to
have so much banter to talk about. I actually can't wait. But
wait.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you want to do us a huge favor, and hit and follow, hit and subscribe, just so you don't miss out on the podcast. And it also helps us out more than you know, because yeah, we love doing this. We want to keep doing it. Do you know what I mean? So your support means the absolute world. So yeah, thank you so much. And we
also let us know if you are a YouTube watcher. Is the quality better? We got
a camera.
God,
yes, I forgot to say.
It's a lot more work than just using our phones, but we want to make this as good as possible. So let us know your feedback. We want to keep improving as much as possible. Hopefully maybe at a stage, get two cameras, get some editors in. Mm. But yeah, let us know what you think, because we really, your feedback means everything.
Yeah, thank you so much. We
love
you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.